I want to throw you a small curveball. And that is, you guys learned, and you saw the Ritva, and you saw the Meir, and you saw the Ram, and you saw the, but you didn't see the Gemara. So I want to make sure that you are also seeing the Gemara. Because sometimes we get caught in the Rishonim, and we stop learning the Gemara. So let's learn the Gemara for a second, because I'm sure that I want to just point out a few little things to you that perhaps you glossed over. And then perhaps we'll address this issue in greater depth tomorrow. Says the Gemara, Davav mer alvam rav yidim arab, hamotzi chametz bebeisa biyom tov kofra olav esakli. So you find chametz in your house on yantiv, you did not properly get rid of it. So the halakha is you have to be kofra olav esakli. Rashi says you're not allowed to handle it because lo chazi l'til tulei, it has a muksa status. But you're not over by Rabbi Matze because you're ready to bitul me etzmo. And therefore, why do you have to go ahead and cover it up? Rashi says, Mishum shelo yishkach, because you might forget v'yochlenu, and you might eat it. And therefore, sarek fias kli, because you might come to eat the chametz, so you have to be kofra olav esakli. You're not over by Rabbi Matze because you did bitul. Fine, I accept, reasonable, I hear, not difficult. Gemara says, Amar Rava. That's big. Daniel?
Yeah.
Amar Rava. In Shel Hegdesh, Eino Tzarech. My time of Mivdel Bedile Mine. So if it's a Hegdesh, even on Chol, you don't have to get rid of it because you're Mivdel Bedile Mine. Okay, fair enough. Are you over by Rabbi Matze by Hegdesh?
No.
Certainly not. Why? Because Shelcha Iyata Roa Balata Roa Shel Achem Shel. What kind of Hegdesh are we talking about? If you're going to invoke that limud. It's my hekdesh of Berakabais. Very good. Very good. Okay, next. So far, so good. Nothing outstanding. Nothing crazy, I don't think. Another memra of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Chemso shel nachri ose lo mechitza asarat fachim mishum heker. So you have a chametz of a nachri, so you have to make a mechitza mishum heker. What is the halach over here? Why not kofal av esakli?
It's for 7 days.
Why is it not kofal av esakli? Because when are you, what chametz are you dealing with over here? So it's chametz hamufkar etzlo, it's by you, of a lo kibel olav achrayis. So therefore, are you over by Rabbi Matze?
No.
No. When do you build your mechitza? Be'arbasar, an erev yontif, and the Gemara said mishum heker. What does Mishum Heker mean? Shlo yishkach v'yochlenu. We don't want you to forget and eat it. So what do you got to do?
Build a wall.
V'lo sagi b'kfias kli. Kfias kli is not enough because after all, here you need a...
It's not just 1 day.
It's 7 days. Okay, yeah, fair. And then the Gemara says, "Im shel hekdesh, if the chametz is shel hekdesh, you see, you made a mistake. You made a mistake. Sit up straight. That's your first mistake, and your second, and that's why you made the first mistake. What was your first mistake? It's chametz shel hekdesh. Chametz shel hekdesh on erev yontif. So do you have to put up a mechitza?
No.
Why?" Because Mivdal Bedile Inche Mine. Fine. Rabosai, two small, subtle points in Pshat Gemara. Resha Seifa. First statement on Rabbi Demarav, second statement on Rabbi Demarav. I ask you the following question. Why do you have to put up a mechitza by the second case?
Because the claim
I knew according to... Now, why do you have to do something? Create barriers. What? Shema Yavale Achla. In the first case, why do you have to be called the love of Zakli? Shema Yavale Achla. Any question you might have?
same.
Yes?
Well, by the Nachri's thing, why would you come to Yerba and it's not George? We know that there's a lot of
If they're both Shemei Belafla, then why do you only have to put a wall by the Nachri?
Different treatment for the same problem, it seems like. Yeah.
If it's what?
If they're both Shemei Belafla, why do you only have to put a wall by the Nachri?
No, because you found it on Erev Yontif. You're putting up the wall on Erev Yontif, you can't put walls on Yontif. So that's not a question. No. Yeah!
What? By a Kli, you are... You're...
No!
Why
did
yeah.
Why
by Hektish do you not need to build a wall, but
why
did
you both? You can use
the Gemara says that. Yes.
Yeah, but we separate from here.
Yes. No. Yes. No.
Why not Mivdal b'Dilei Inshei?
No.
Didn't we just do this in the previous?
Why is it? Why is it? Who is the? Who said?
Is it?
Who said in the second case that the concern is you might come to Eden?
Rashi?
Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Amarav. Mishum Heker. The Gemara says, why did you put up a fence? Mishum Heker. Does the Gemara tell you why I have to be Kofal Abasakli?
No.
Who told Heker?
Rashi did.
So who told us you have to be Kovel Avos HaKli?
Rashi
said, the Gemara says Kovel Avos HaKli. Why? Rashi says, Shema Yavaleh Achlo. Why is it that in the second Memra, who tells us that we're concerned about, you might come to eat it, who tells us that? Amar Rav Marav. Whereas in the first Memra, who's telling us that?
Rashi.
Why does Rabbi Yehuda Marav not say it in the first Memra? That's question number one. Question number two. What? A sign, a signal, a signal that you don't come to eat it.
Oh, okay.
Last point. Who is the one who says that by Hekdesh ain't otzarech? In the first one, who? Amar Rava. Who said it in the second time by Hekdesh?
The Gemara.
Who's the Gemara? Who's author? Why is it that the first time Amar Rav Yehuda Marav doesn't say anything about Hekdesh? Who has to come in to introduce us something about Hekdesh? Amar Rava. In the second Memra, who says it? Who says it? It's Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Now you'll tell me, Rebbe, come on, stop us, leave us alone. This is all semantics, too silly. You're asking silly questions. The answer is I'm not asking silly questions. It's a question of your Samech. These are questions, and yes, I have what to say. And therefore, the questions are very, very meaningful. Amin Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow.